The constitutional amendment makes clear that land taken for public use cannot be for private gain, and payments to owners must be for its true value, lost profits, and lost access to nearby property. Two House and Senate bills define those terms. Some lawmakers were concerned that these conditions could result in a multi-million-dollar fiscal impact. But bill sponsor and Senator Mark Obenshain said that's only fair when you consider schools, roads, and other projects.
Why on earth should that property owner alone bear the burden of the losses occasioned for the benefit of the community in general?
But bill supporter Senator Chap Peterson was concerned it might not be fair to small business owners who don't report profits on their tax forms.
This thing needs some work because right now it is screwed down so tight that the small businesses I represent in Fairfax County, they're never going to recover.
All of the measures still must cross over to the opposite chambers for votes there. If the constitutional amendment passes, voters will have the final say in November. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.